next week, I guess.
Soil conditions are extremely dry in northeastern North Dakota. That according to Bayer Crop Science Field sales representative John Martin. Seed to soil contact is poor.
In most conditions, we're digging down multiple inches to find good moisture at this point. The small grains are in. Sugar beets are pretty well all in that I've heard of. Corn is... There's still some corn being put in, you know. Everybody's pretty well wide open right now on soybeans. And then, of course, we got potatoes going in. And as dry as it is, there are a lot of acres of canola that are kind of be putting on hold right now. They might be getting the ground fertilized and prepped or tickling the ground, getting it ready, but waiting for a good shot of moisture before they're going to plant the canola.
Spotty emergence is one side effect of drought. And the dry conditions also create potential for fertilizer and salt toxicity.
We haven't seen these conditions since the late 80s, and there's a lot of farmers that were born after that time period that don't even remember them. There's a lot of things that are going to happen right now under the soil that we can't always put our finger on. It's just part of the science of fertilizer and as well as the seed. And of course, our topsoil, we've had very few days where it isn't blowing. So luckily, at least our nighttime temperatures are warming up, but it's just been in such a cool holding pattern, and it's not really conducive for good growing for not only crop, but for weeds.
According